Doomwhite, Disc 6.
Chapter 17. Any beast could tell by the scent of the woodlands, ceaseless bird song, and the burgeoning of fruit, berry, and flower. Summer had at last arrived, casting its still warm spell over mossflower country in placid eventide. Biscay and Double were exhausted by the time they arrived back at the five-topped oak. With boulders still hobbling them, burdened by the sacks of produce they had gathered, both awaited their captor's whim. Tala, mate of Chigid and mother of Jeg, threw down a rope sling from the upper boughs.
Lazy beast! Don't stand there! Load them pickles!
Under the watchful eyes of the painted ones, the prisoners loaded the slings with the fruits of their foraging. They stood clear as the sacks were hauled up. Jeg beckoned the guards to remove the hobbles from Biscay and Double, leaving them still anchored to each other by the rope halter around their necks. The young painted one menaced them with his whippy switch.
Stand there, Dumpadge, or I'll make a showing!
The sling was lowered again and bound jointly around them. They were hoisted roughly up onto the broad limb they had formerly occupied. Double sighed wearily as the guards bound their forepaws to the bough above their heads. He appealed to them.
Oh, come on, mate. You know we can't escape. Why are you stringing us up like this again?
Jeg smiled maliciously.
Because you've got to stay like that till I say so.
The young Gowsome Shrew snarled back at him.
You scringing little worm. If my paws were loose, I'd batter you to a pulp.
Jeg flogged at the defenceless Double with his switch, yelling shrilly.
Well, your paws ain't loose, so I'll batter you to a pulp, stupid water mousey.
The willow switch snapped, leaving Jeg with only a short stub. Despite the beating he had taken, Double began taunting him.
Deary me, broke your toy, have you? Go and try to your mammy for a new one.
Jeg grabbed some mushrooms from the sacks. He hurled them at Double and Biscay angrily.
Ha! That's all the victuals you two are getting. I'll make sure you starve to death.
Shoving guards out of his way, the young tree rat dashed off into the higher foliage. Biscay shook his head at Double.
If you keep teasing him like that, he'll end up beating you, or both of us, to death, mate. Why don't you just let him be?
The young shrew gritted his teeth stubbornly.
I've been punished by bigger and tougher beasts than that little spoiled brat.
Biscay decided not to provoke his friend by arguing. Closing his eyes, he let his head hang limply.